December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. You were 19 years old. Do you remember that day? Remember hearing about it?
Yeah, there's talk everywhere about it. See, we just got through beating Tulsa, Washington. And we played St. Louis, an exhibition game, at Saturday before then.
This was Sunday.
And we played a football game at Saturday, right after Thanksgiving. We beat Tulsa, Washington on the 27th of November. And then that next week, we played a team out of St. Louis. St. Louis had an all-star team. They came down here and played us because we had a guy who stayed about three or four doors named Buddy Brown. He was teaching school up there, and he negotiated a game. We had a good team. They had a good team. They beat us 9-7.
What do you remember? Did you hear it on the radio?
Well, see, here then, we used to have a newspaper called Extra, Extra. You know, it printed a newspaper right then, and everybody run all the time trying to put what the news was. It was big news down here. It was real big news.
Did any of your family join the Army then in 41?
No. I went in the Army in 42, and my two brothers went to the Army. My youngest brother and my oldest brother and myself. We all went to service.
In 42. Where did you serve when you were in
there? I went to the Army. I served at Gypsum Barracks in St. Louis, and I served down in Florida. And I served in Virginia, and I went overseas to Hawaii, and then I went to Marshall Island, Saipan, and Okinawa.
Did you have any prejudice in the Army?
That's all what it was. Prejudice. Look here. You just forget about that word prejudice. Because you ain't going to make nobody like you, and that's what it was, and that's where it was brought up like that. They come here as a slave. It's hard to change. It still goes on, but it's a different kind of way. Just look at the thing where the police and shoot guys in the back and kill them for nothing. People killing people for nothing. You don't stop nothing. And me, I don't use that word prejudice no more, because like I say, I know when to hold on. I know how far to go with a man. I know when it's getting out of line when I run a joint. See, I run a joint about 30, 40 years, and people get drunk at some other place and come to my place.
What was the name of your joint?
Just Reed's. That's Reed's Tavern. It wasn't even a tavern. We mostly was gambling and sold homebrew and whiskey.
Did you make a lot of money in that beer joint?
That's where all the money was.
Yeah.
What kind of gambling went on?
Dice and cards. And good money. There's still good money down in the world. What do you think people fool this dope for and all that stuff? It's still good money there. But I wouldn't fool with it.
Did you play baseball in the Army?
My best baseball player was in the Army, on Saipan. I was all-star center field on Saipan. Yeah, that's where my best baseball player was in the Army.
So from 42 to 46, you were in the Army. Mm. When you came home, you told me not to use the word prejudice, I guess, right? Racism, did you feel racism when you came home from the military?
Oh, yeah, it was here then. It's not going to go away, so you might forget about that. That's not going to go away.
Yeah.
That word is there to stay. The reason why I said that, they're not choosing people. That's happening everywhere. Things happen in New York and St. Louis. It's a lot of blacks don't like blacks. Can't stand them. And kill them quicker than a white man to kill them. You got to know how to deal around them, you know.
Porter, can you tell him about when you played in Arkansas? Tell him about just some of the experiences that you had in Arkansas?
Oh, I had some bad experiences in Arkansas. See, Fort Smith had a real good color baseball team. We could beat Fort Smith. Fort Smith had some good baseball players down there. That's where the Gilliards come from. Luther Gilliard and his brother come from Fort Smith. But anyway, I remember one time in Green Forest, Arkansas, the scores was 8-0. Favored Green Forest. It was in the ninth inning. We was batting. And I went to the dressing room and changed my clothes. And they said, hey, Porter, it's your bat. I said, my bat. I said, give me an O. And I went out there with my pants on, just to get my pants on to go out there in my shirt. That's all I put on, my shoes. I had a guy, he really had a real good curveball. I think I struck out two or three times. And the same guy was out there. The guy threw me a ball, and I hit it. And the reason why I didn't go to the fence, it just hit the top of the fence. And well, anyway, we beat him.
This was a black or a white team?
White team. We beat them. And I was coming around third base and said, I told you that nigga's going to hit that ball. And the two guys fight. No money and everything. But it was some good teams in Arkansas. I played one or two exhibitions against Dizzy Dean down there. See, you could play at home, you could make a little money. But going away, you didn't make too much money.
You said Dizzy Dean played?
Yeah, you know, they had an all-star team, Dizzy, after the season was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.